Hello, super friends. James here, and we have a treat for you today. With Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon now out in the open, available to stream on Netflix, we thought we'd celebrate its release with a very special interview that we got to take part in a few days ago. We had the absolute pleasure of talking to Marcus Taormina, who has previously worked on Guardians of the Galaxy, Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead, and Bird Box. He's the visual effects supervisor for both parts of Rebel Moon, and we were able to just sit down and have a chat about his process, what he contributed, just the overall visual effects department and their role working with Snyder for Rebel Moon. It was a really, really interesting talk. As someone who loves visual effects, I'll be honest, I don't know much about the actual process, so to have a bit of a glimpse behind the scene was really, really special for me, actually. And it was a really cool talk. We got to talk about Jimmy, who, from my point of view, is a visual marvel, just a very, very fascinating character who, while being a robot, is also incredibly human, more human than some of the characters that we see, actually. And it's through subtle visual effects decisions that allows him to kind of appear way more human. It's those subtle little details that add to his character. Absolutely love Jimmy, and I'm sure you guys will love him too. So yeah, it was a really interesting talk where we were just able to talk about the processes behind bringing an idea as big and as expansive as whatever's going on in Zack Snyder's brain to the big and small screen. So it was a huge delight, and we're very excited to bring it to you. So check it out now, and yeah, enjoy it. It was awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Marcus, about Rebel Moon. It is an absolute pleasure.
Awesome. No, thanks for taking the time, James.
With being part of the VFX department, I was just wondering, where does the process start for you, especially in regards to a project as big as Rebel Moon?
So a lot of people are surprised to hear that I start very early on. So I'll start in pre-production. I was one of, I guess I'd be one of like about five people, including Zach, that were on from the beginning. So I've been on almost 2.5 years, and it, aside from Zach, I think I'm the longest on the project now, which is crazy. But I start very early on in pre-production. And I'm involved in a lot of the meetings. A lot of planning goes into it with, you know, all the departments, making sure I understand what the look, you know, for wardrobe, for instance, is established, or, you know, and the production design, you know, what looks we're going for there. And then to make sure that I carry that over through post is important to me, obviously to Zach as well. But that's where you kind of get the details, right? So when talking to costumes, for instance, when they're talking about how they want, how this should feel like a crisp linen, and it should look that way, and it should, the light should scatter across it that way, I take that information and I make sure that we honor that in post-production, because all the people that are working are artists in some manner, and they're trying to create their art, and I want to make sure that we respect that as we go through post as well. And then just about, you know, creating the creatures and worlds that aren't there is a whole other process that, you know, both during shooting, I have to have an idea of it, and then we're starting on the work during shooting, and then in post-production, it's a whole other layer where, you know, the edit comes together, and we start to see and feel and figure out what the character should be doing, or the creature should be doing, or the how the environment should look, or how, you know, tonally it's changed since we shot it to in post-production. So bits and bobs like that, but I'm on all the way through the movie release.
Wow. It sounds like you're really involved in the process. And you mentioned a lot about the creatures and the overall aesthetic of it. And when you're looking at a film like Rebel Moon, which is very, very visual, and Zack Snyder is such a visual director as well, what were some of the kind of obstacles or challenges that you faced with creating something that is brand new?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that, I think that's it right there. It's like you want to create something that's fresh, but you also want it to be familiar to everyone. And so that's why we kind of lean into more of the gritty feel, right? The dust and the spaceships, and they have weight to them. They have like, gravity to them, like real world gravity. If we talk about Earth, right? Real world gravity and sci-fi is funny, but we wanted it to feel that way. So it's like, okay, that's a spaceship and it has heft and weight to it. Okay, it's really, the thrusters are really blasting the dirt towards the lens. That's great. And then, from a look standpoint, as Zach developed the camera package about the lenses and how those need to, they're one of a kind lenses, and it makes it feel like a vintage quality to the practical footage. So I want to make sure that I can replicate that one to one in the digital footage. And that's where we created a digital lens package and did a lot of optical tests along the way to make sure we can replicate the look of those lenses, but digitally, so we can apply them to any of our effect shots and make it cohesive throughout. And then just it's thinking about all of the sci-fi movies along the way, whether they're very clinical and clean or if they're a little grungy, but thinking about what worked for those and what was really nice about those and how do we make that better while also respecting that art form, which is super important as well. I hope that answered
Amazing.
your question. Yeah.
No, 100%. I love the big special effects movies, the blockbusters. That's where I kind of love to live. So to get a bit of an insight of the hows, the whys, it is so interesting. It's not something that I get to personally kind of divulge in. So this is a really nice window into something that I'm really passionate about. So thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Looking at sort of characters, creatures and planets, were there any particular components that you personally really enjoyed working on or a particular highlight?
I mean, all of them. But if I had to pick a couple, I can't even pick one. I think Jimmy is good. Jimmy was one of my favorites because the robot, because there's a subtlety to them that we actually had to take a step back and go, this is too good. Like, we don't need to do much to this. How do we support the performance that's there? And it's just my favorite scene is when he's with Sam at the river, because it's so heartwarming for me. And it just kind of encapsulates the warmth of, I guess, that character in that moment. And then to the same point of the warmth and the soulfulness, Levitica, even though he's not on screen for very long, has a deep, personal soul to it. And also just knowing that I had a lot of conversations and discussions with Tony, the performer that is Levitica underneath it all. And he understood the process. He knew that we were going to be very true to his performance, but he also loved the idea that he was going to be created into this character. And I think, for that, it was very special because he gave such an amazing performance, and we had an opportunity to then portal that through into Levitica when we animated the creature, which was mandated to the teams. But it's almost like I didn't even need to mandate it, because they're like, I see the performance there and I know what you're looking for, and we're going to bring it back through to the character. And there's a realism, there's a relatability to him in the movie, which I think is super important, and just and personal for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you had to say about Jimmy. In terms of like androids, robot, there's something so very mesmerizing about how Jimmy moves and how he looks. And I mean, that was one of my highlights, is just seeing Jimmy be more human than some of the human characters that were there. He had heart, he had soul, but just the way that he moved was I really couldn't tell that it was visual effects. Honestly, I think at moments I was convinced that there was someone in that suit.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what we were aiming for. We had actually big conversations about that, saying, we want someone to question if that's somebody in a suit or not. And to be honest with you, it is. I mean, the majority of the performances are Dustin with parts of the suit on. And in order to create exactly what you just said, I kind of mandated, and Scanline, who did the work, I said, look, I know we want like our knee-jerk reaction would be to maybe replace the majority of the suit, but we're not going to in this time. We're going to keep the chest. We're going to keep the face and head as much as we can. And we're going to then mirror that through all the digital, you know, the arms, the, you know, robot hands and the internals. And we're going to fool the audience in a way because the performance is there. We don't need to do much to it. And then to the kind of like plus it up, you're like, we want to bring a little more warmth into Jimmy. And so that's, you know, the subtle movements in the face plates and the ears and the change in the color of his eyes. It's subtle, right? We had some early versions that were way, you know, more over the top, and we could have gone with those, but there, it wouldn't have respected the performance there. And so we kept it subtle, and we were very, very happy with how it turned out.
It looked amazing. And one of my, it's such a subtle thing, like you said, is when he's washing his face down the river, I love the fact he just like shakes his hands off. It was a really nice little touch. But I don't know why it really stuck with me. I thought it was really, it was a really human thing to add to Jimmy. So I think people are going to absolutely fall in love with him. And kind of moving on to my next question, Rebel Moon is, of course, split into two parts, but there's also the talks of extended editions. If you're allowed to talk about it, or if you're allowed to kind of incorporate it, how does that affect your work?
I think what I can say is this. What's been really nice and unique, I don't know if there's many other movies that have the ability to do this. I think Matrix would be one of them. Avengers would be another one. But what was nice is that we were working on both movies simultaneously. So we had the opportunity to kind of cross and fuse and think about what's going to happen in movie two and how that's going to look in movie one and make sure that movie one is cohesive with movie two, just so there's a visual throughput that's consistent. And then as far as the extended cut, is all I can say is Zach shot so much material. He's a shooter. You cannot put that much material into a 2-hour cut. We made a PG-13 versions of both movies that definitely showcase everything that, and then it'll just be more expanded on in the director's cut versions.
I very, very much look forward to them. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Marcus. It's been a real honor, and I'm literally just about to go and watch Rebel Moon for the third time. So, this has been absolutely wonderful insight, and I really appreciate you taking the time talking to me, and I wish you a very happy holidays as well.
Same to you, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And that was our interview with Marcus Taumina. Thank you so much for letting us really dive into one of the most important elements for a sci-fi film is the visual effect. It's the characters, it's the creatures, it's the world. None of that would be possible without the people who animate, who visualize and craft these ideas and make them possible. VFX is all about making the impossible possible, and Rebel Moon is a very good example of the hard work that is put into huge movies like these. So thank you, Marcus. It was an absolute privilege, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you're a Rebel Moon fan like I am, we have a few more interviews over on our main YouTube channel that you can enjoy. A few weeks ago, actually, I got to attend the UK junket for Rebel Moon, where I got to talk to pretty much the entire cast. It was a really big day. It was a really long day, but I never thought I'd have the opportunity to take part in something as big as this. So, go and check them out. Learn more about the characters and the people playing these characters. That's also an important thing, is seeing the people behind the masks. And it really just does illuminate their process, what it was like on set, what it was like working with Zach, and their own experiences with their characters. Yes, super illuminating and a lot of fun. So if you liked this one, go out and check out the rest. And as always, we'll see you very soon.